Shalom Aleichem Rabbi Isai, Shalom from Yerushalayim Ira Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're continuing on to the second part of the third topic of Parashat Bereishis, the story of Cain. Perek Dalet, Posuk Yud Zayin. Vayeda Cain es ishtoi, vatahar vatiled es chanoich, vayihi boi ne'ir, vayinkro shem ho'ir, kishem benoi chanoich. The word Vayeda comes from the word Da'as. What does Da'as mean? Chochma means the intake of knowledge. Bino is the processing of the knowledge you received. And Da'as is connecting that knowledge to what you do. In other words, the word Da'as means connect. Vayeda in the context of husband and wife means when husband and wife connect through Tashmish Amito. Vayeda Kain es ishtoi vatahar vateled es chanoich. She became pregnant and she gave birth to chanoich. And he, when he built the city, who is he? It could either be Cain or Chanoich. Says Rashi, it's referring to Cain. He named the city after his son, Chanoich. That's how Rashi knew that Vayhi Boi Ne'ir is referring to Cain. Says Rashi, Vayhi Cain Boi Ne'ir, Vayikro Shem O'ir Lezeicha Benoi Chanoich. Posuk Yudches, Vayivoleid lachanoich es irod veirod, Yolades mechu yoel, umechi yoel, Yolades mesu shoel, umesu shoel, Yolades lomech. Says Rashi, veirod yolad. Rashi points out, it's very strange. Normally we know women give birth. Men don't give birth. So what does it mean, veirod yolad? Irod gave birth? Says Rashi, יש מקום שהוא אומר בזכור הוליד, ויש מקום שהוא אומר יולד. Sometimes, when we talk about a male giving birth, we say the word הוליד, and sometimes יולד. What is the difference? And בכלל, how could a man give birth? Says Rashi, שהלידו משמש שתי לשונות. Giving birth has two meanings. לידס הוישו, when the woman gives birth, and that's the birth we're used to hearing about. And the second type of לידו, Uzriyas toildois ho'ish, when the man is mazriya the zera into the guf ho'isha. Keshehu oimer ho'ilid b'loshen hifil, the causative, he causes someone else. That's talking about medaber b'leidas ho'isha. That's when the man causes the woman to give birth. That's when we say ploini ho'ilid bein oibas. What we really mean to say is ho'ilid es ishtoi bein oibas. He causes his wife to give birth to a son or a daughter. But kishehu oimer yolad, that's talking about medaber bezriyas ho'ish, that's talking about when the man puts the zera into the guf ho'isha, that's called yolad, that is the giving birth of a man. Posuk yutez vayikach lo ilemech shetei noshim, shem ho'achas odo v'shem hashenis tzilo. And this lemech took two wives, odo and tzilo. Says Rashi, Vayikach loy lemech, loy hoyo loy lefarish kol ze. This whole story about Lemech and his two wives is not necessary. The point of it is, Elo lelamdeinu misoif ha'inyon, the end of the story, in posuk chov gimel, chov dalet, that's what we really need. She'ekiyem ha'kodosh boruch hu avtochoso in she'omar shivosayim yukam koin. Ha'kodosh boruch hu fulfilled his promise that Cain will be taken revenge of after seven generations, for killing Hevel. And who killed Cain? Omad Lemech. This Lemech we're talking about, la'achar shahoylid bonim, after he had children, ve'oso doyr shvi, and he made the seventh generation. Let's count. Cain, Chanoich, Irod, Michuyoel, Mishushoel, Lemech, and his children are the seventh generation. And Lemech got up and then, ve'horages Cain, he killed Cain, as we'll see in Posuk Chof Gimel. Zehu she'omar ki ish haragti lefitzi, referring to Lemech killing Cain. Shetei noshim kacho yodal kon shel Toira Mabul. This was the way of that generation, of the generation of the Mabul. They took two wives. Achas lepilyo v'rivyo, v'achas letashmish. One was meant to have children, and the other one was meant just for pleasure, just for tashmish. Zushi letashmish, mashke koi sheli korin, kedei shetei oker. He would give her a drink, a koisheli korin, which means some type of drink, some type of potion that would make her not be able to have children. Umekushetes kakalo, and she would be beautified like a kalo. Umachilo ma'adanim, he would give her good foods. The Chavelto, and the other wife, the one meant for Pilya Verivyo, was Nezufa, she was pushed aside, Va'avelo, Kalmona, and she would be mourning like an Almona, because she wasn't really wanted, she was just being used as a baby maker. V'zehu shepiresh Iyov, this is what Iyov says, Roye akoro loy teled, Ve'almona loy yetiv. Regarding this Hanhogo, that people who have a wife that doesn't have children, she's an akoro, she's just meant for tashmish, roya akoro, he grazes her, he feeds her well. But the other wife, v'almono lo yetiv, the poor almono who's having children, she's like an almono, he doesn't treat her well. As the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us. Which one of the wives was which? Odo, he shall pilya v'rivya. And that's why she's called Odo. Valshem shemaguno, olov. She's disgusting to him. Umuseres mi etzloi, she's removed from him. Because the word odo is the talgum of surah, which means removed. Tzilo, he shall tashmish, al shem sheyoshevet tamid betziloi. She's always sitting in his shade, always with him. Divrei Agado heim bebereishis rabo. And now to the seventh generation, the descendants of Lemech. Posuk Chof. Vatiled odo es yovol hu hayo avi yoshev oyhel umikne. And Odo, the first wife, gave birth to a person called Yovol. And he was Avi. The word Avi literally means father. But in this context means the inventor. He was the first one that invented the concept of shepherding. You would pitch your tent in one place and shepherd your flock in this area, until the grazing area finished over here, you pick up your tent, go to another place, pitch it over there, and start again. Yoshev oyhel tents umikne, for the flock. Says Rashi, Avi Yoshev oyhel umikne, hu hoyo rishoin l'goye behemo bamidboris. He was the first one to do such a concept, to graze your animals in the deserts. V'yoshev aholim choydesh kan, b'shvil miret soinoi, a month here, a month there. That's the pshat. Umedresh agodo, boine batim l'avoyde zore. Yoshev oyhel means he built tents and houses for avoyde zore. Where do you see avoyde zore? The word umikne could also be read umakne. Kmodat Omar, the posuk in Yechezkel, semel hakino hamakne, which means the avoyde zore that makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu angry. And in the next pasuk also, his brother Yuval is going to be the inventor of musical instruments. And there also, according to this Medrash Agodo, v'chein ochiv, the next pasuk, toifes kinov ugov, was also lezamer l'avoy de zore, according to this Medrash Agodo. Pasuk chof alef, who was Yuval's brother? V'shem ochiv Yuval hu hayo avi, kol toifes kinov ugov. And Yuval was the inventor of kinor ve'ugov. Kinor could either mean what we call a violin or a harp, some type of string instrument. And ugov is some type of flute, some blowing instrument. Posuk chov beis ve'tzilo gam hi yoledo estu valkayin loiteish kol choyresh nechoyshes uvalzel v'achoyestu valkayin na'amo. And Tzila also had children, even though she wasn't supposed to. She drank a koishalikorin, but I guess some fluke happened, and she ended up having two children. And who was her children? The first child was Tuvalkain. And what was his profession? Loitesh. He would sharpen and shine metal tools, weapons. Kol choyresh nechoyshes ubalzel. Weapons made out of copper and iron. The word choyresh comes from the word chorosh, or choyresh, which means a craftsman. But the way the Torah is using choyresh is makes that chorosh, or choyresh, which is a craftsman, and turned it into a verb. Choyresh, he would sharpen and shine, kol choyresh, the verb of what the craftsman does, to nechoyshes ubalzel, when making weapons made out of copper and iron. V'achoyz Tuvalkain, the sister of Tuvalkain, was Na'amo. Says Rashi, Tuvalkain, Tibel umnosoi shel Cain. He spiced up the profession of Cain. What did Cain do? He was a murderer, the first murderer in history. And he continued that profession, and he made it even better. He created weapons. Tuval loshen tavlin, spice. Tibel vehiskin umnosoi shel Cain, lasois klei zayin lehoitzchim, to make weapons for murderers. Loitesh kol choyresh nechoyshes uvalzel. Mechadeit, that's what loitesh means, to sharpen and shine. Umenus. Umnus means the craftsman, the verb of a craftsman of nechoyshes uvalzel. Kmo yiltoish einovli. Eoiv complains that the Satan is yiltoish, sharpens his eyes on me, catching everything I do. Says Rashi. Choyresh einoi loshen poyel besegol. Choyresh is not a noun. If it would have been with a segoil, and the stress would have been at the beginning of the word, choyresh, that would have been a noun. Rather, eloloshen poyel, betzeire, it's a verb, and you have a tzeire underneath the ayin, and it's milera, you put the stress on the ayin. Shari nokud kometz koton. In Rashi's language, kometz koton means a tzeire. Vitamu lemato, the stress is at the end of the word. Kloima mechaded umetzachtzeach kol klei umnus nechoyshezu balzel. He sharpens and shines what the craftsmen need to do their craftsmanship of making the weapons of nechoyshezu balzel. As a moshul, let's use a more familiar word. Oichel and oichel. Oichel, with a segel under the chof and the stress on the aleph at the beginning of the word, means food, a noun. Oichel, with this tzere under the chof and the stress under the chof, that's the verb of eating. Na'amo hi ishto ishel noyach. You're probably wondering, who's Noyach? Whoever heard of Noyach? Wait, at the end of the parasha we'll meet Noyach, and you should know that this Na'amo was Noyach's wife. Posuk chof gimel vayomer lemech lenoshov odo v'tzilo shema'an koili. Neshei lemech hazeino imrosi, ki ish horagti lefitzi v'yeled elecha burosi. This pasuk is a bit cryptic, because it's coming in the middle of a story, and Rashi gives us the background for what happened in this pasuk. And Rashi has two backgrounds. We'll learn the first one in the pasuk. See Rashi, we'll see the second one. What happened was as follows. Lemech was blind, and his son Tuval Kaim would walk him around. And Lemech had a bow and arrow in his hand, and Tuval Kaim spots an animal in the distance. He says, "Hey, Tati, pick up your bow and arrow and shoot in that direction." Lemech picks up the bow and arrow and shoots in that direction. And they go to see the animal that they killed. Oy vey, it was Kain, the great-great-great-grandfather of Lemech. He just killed him. Lemech was so sad, and he claps his hands in sorrow. And who ended up between his hands? His own son, Tuval Kain. And the clap was so hard, he killed Tuval Kain also. He gets home, he doesn't know what to do with himself. The first thing his wives tell him, "Lemech, no more tashmish amitur for you. We're out of here." And Lemech pleads with his wives. Odo v'tzilon, my dear wives. Shema'an koili. It doesn't mean listen to my voice. It means adhere to me. Come back for Tashma Shamito. Nishay Lemech Azeno Imrosi, listen to what I have to tell you. Ki ish horagti lefitzi. Did I kill a man, namely Cain, on purpose? It was Bishoigeg. What do you want from me? Beyeled lechaburosi. And this kid, Tuval Cain, did I kill him on purpose? Of course not. What do you want from me? Pitzi and chaburosi mean the same thing. It means to wound. In this case, it means a wound that ended up killing. Says Rashi. Shema'an koili. What's the background of this story? So you poil shoyis mimenu mitashmish. They're separated from tashmish from Lemech. Why? Lifi shahor ages Kain ves Tuval Kain benoi. He killed Kain and Tuval Kain. What was the story? So your Lemech sumo. He was blind. Ve Tuval Kain moishchoi. Tuval Kain, his son, would walk him around. The ro is Kain, the nidbaloi kechayo. Tuval Kain sees Kain, and he thought he's an animal. The Omar Lo'ovi tells his father Lemech limcher bekeshes to pull the arrow and shoot. The whole guy, he ended up killing Kain. The cave on Sheyodashu Kain zekenoi. Once he realized that he just killed Kain, his great great grandfather, he called kaf al kaf. He clapped his hand in sorrow. V'sofak es b'noi b'neiem. He clapped his son to death. V'holgoi. For you know, his wife will separate from him. And he's appeasing them. Shema'an koili li shomali letashmish. V'chi ish oragti, asher oragti lefitzi unerag. V'chi ani petzati mezid on purpose. She ha petza kori al shmi, that it should be attributed to me. V'yelad asher oragti lechaburosi nerag. Kloimar al dei chaburosi betmio. V'aloi shoigeg ani v'aloi mezid. It should not be attributed to me. Pitzi is makas kerev oichetz, hitting with a sword or with an arrow. In other words, taking out blood. Same thing with chabur. And chaburosi could mean even without blood, because that's how he ended up killing Tuval Kain. He clapped him to death. Posuk Chov Daled, Lemech continues. Ki shiv osayim, yukam koyin velemech, shivim veshivo. If Cain, who killed Bemezid, he got 7 generations to be around, and only 7 generations later was revenge taken from him. Lemech, that's me, that killed Beshoigeg, surely I should have many 7s of generations to live. And therefore, Odov Atzilon, relax, everything's okay, come back home. Says Rashi, Kishivo Saim Yukam Koin, Kain Shorag Mezid Nitlo Loyat Shivo Doiros, Ani Shorag Tishoigeg Lekol Shekain, Sheitle Li Shvi Yois Halbe, surely I should get many 7s of generations to live. Shivim Vishivo, says Rashi, does not mean 77. Rather, Loshen Ribui Shvi Yois Ochaz Loy, many 7s, Kach Dorash Rabbi Tanchumo. This is how Rabbi Tanchuma explains the background of Pasuk Chav Gimel. Umedrash Bereshis Rabo has a different background. Lo horag lemech klum. Lemech didn't kill anybody. But v'noshav poroshos mimenu mishekimu piryo v'rivyo. Once they had children, they were porash. They separated. Why? Nivishenigizero gzeiro lechaloi zaroi shel Kain la'achar shiva doiros. There was a gzeiro that the descendants of Kain will be killed after 7 generations. Omru, to which they said, Mo'onu yildosh lebohola, why should we continue giving birth for nothing, for no reason? Lemochor ha-mabul bo, v'shoyte v'sakoil, the mabul is going to come, wipe everyone out, only the descendants of Sheis, namely Noach and his children are going to last, because Cain and his descendants will be wiped out. Hu oimer lohen, to which Lemech, tainas to his wives, Odo and Silo, v'chi ish horagti lefitzi, I kill Hevel, then I deserve a punishment. According to this pshat, both Ish Horagti Lefitzi and Yered Lechaburosi are both referring to the same person, Hevel. Unlike the first pshat, that Ish is referring to Cain and Yered Tuval Cain, in this pshat, both Ish and Yered are Hevel. So why is Hevel referred to as Ish and Yered? Says Rashi, Shoyo Ish Bekoimo. He was a man in height. He was a fully grown man. That's how he was a fully grown man. He grew up very quickly. The Yeled Bishonim, but he was a child in years. He wasn't that old. Sheyezari kol ha'boisei ovoin. Therefore, it says Lemech, my children will be destroyed because my great great grandfather Cain killed Hevel. Uma Cain shehorag. He actually killed. Nitlo lo yishivo doiros. He had 7 generations, and only then they'll be wiped out. Anish lo yoragti, I didn't kill him. I didn't kill at all. Lekoshekein sheito li shvi yoiz halbe. Surely I'll get many 7s of generations to be around. Says Rashi, v'zo kalvochoymel shel shtus. That's a ridiculous kalvochoymel. Because im kein ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu goy ve'es choyvoy u'mekayim es dvoroy. According to that logic, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never fulfill his promise. He said that after 7 generations, Cain's descendants will be obliterated. So clearly the Kavol Choymer is a shtus. But Afal Pichein, that's what Lemech tried to convince his wives. And when the convincing did not work, Lemech went to Odom HaRishon. And he tells Odom HaRishon, could you work out the Sholem Bayis issue over here? And the wives tell Odom HaRishon, they're taina. Why should we stop give birth for no reason? Everyone's going to get killed anyways. To which Odom HaRishon tells Odo and Tzilo, Dear Odo Vetzilo, my dear great-great-great-great-granddaughters, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a gzeira, that's true, but that's none of your business. You gotta do what you're meant to do, go back home, and live b'sholem with your husbands, go back to Tashmish HaMita. To which Odo and Tzilon tell Adam and Rishon, look who's talking. You, after you did the chet of Eitz Hadas, you decided, and Hashem said, Moish Tamuz, you now become mortals, all human beings are gonna die. You also separated from your wife Chava for 130 years. And you're telling us that we should have children, they're gonna end up dying. Do it yourself. Pasuk Chof Hei, Vayeda Adam Oides Ishto Yvateilet Bein, Vatikro Es Shemoyshe Iski Shosli Elohim Zerachel. And Adam took the Mussar from his great-great-great-granddaughters, Odo and Tzilo, and immediately, after 130 years from separating from his wife Chava, he went and was with his wife, and they had a son, and she named him Shais, because the word Shais comes from the word Shos. Hashem gave, Hashem placed me another child instead of Hevel, which Cain killed. Says Rashi, Vayeda Odo. Boloy lemech etzel Adam Rishon v'koval al noshav. He's complaining about his wives. Omar lohen, Adam Rishon called in Odo and Tzilo for a sholem b'yishmus. V'chi aleichem ledakteik al gzeirosoy shel mokoyim. It's your job to worry about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gzeiro. Atem asu mitzvaschem. You have to do what you're commanded to do. V'hu yaseh shaloi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do his job. Amguloi, to which Odo and Tzilo tell Odo Morishon, Choit Atzmechotchila, beautify yourself first. Valoi Porashto Mishtecho, Zemeo Ishloishim Shono, Mishenikneso Miso Al Yodcho. You separated from your wife for 130 years after HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Miso to the world because of your chet. Miyad Vayeda Odom. Odom immediately went back to his wife. Umahu Oid? What Oid es Ishtoi? His taiva became even greater than it was 130 years ago. Posuk Chavov, Ulesheiz Gamhu Yulad Bein Vayinkroes Shemoy Enoish Oz Huchal Nikroi B'Shem Adonai. And Sheis also had a son, and he named him Enoish. And at that point in history, Oz Huchal Loshon Chulin. People started using Hashem's name, Yudke Vovke, for Chulin, for Avodah Zoreh. They started making other gods, whether it was human beings or items, and that's where Avodah Zoreh started. It says Rashi, Oz Huchal, Loshon Chulin. Likroy es Shmois HaOdom, Veshmois HaAtzovim. They started calling people, and Avodah Zoreh is B'Shmois HaKadosh Baruch Hu, La'asoyis, and Avodah Zoreh, Likroyis on Elohus. They started making them into gods. Adkan, topic number 3 of Parashat Bereishis, the story of Cain killing Hevel, his descendants, and the story of Lemech, until the Avodah Zoreh in the days of Enosh. Shalom Aleichem Rabbosai, Shalom from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the fourth and last topic of Parashat Bereishis, the lineage, the generations, from Adam Rishon until Noach. Perek Hei, Posuk Aleph. Ze Sefer Toiledois Odom Beyoim, Beroi Elohim Odom, Bidmus Elohim Osoi Soi. The word Sefer over here, says Rashi, does not mean a book. Rather, it means Sipur. This is the story of the descendants of Odom Rishon. On the day that Hashem created him, he already had a child. Bidmus Elohim Osoi Soi, Hashem made Odom Rishon in the dmus, in the form of Hashem. It says Rashi, Zeh Sefer Toldos Odom, Zuhi Sfira Toldos Odom, Umedrashi Agodo, Yesh Rabbi. Biyoim Beroi, Magid Shebiyoim Shenivro, Hoilit, as Rashi told us before already, that Adam HaRishon gave birth to Cain and Hevel before the Chet of Adam HaRishon, namely on that Friday. Posuk Beis Zachorun Kevo Biroom Vayivorech Oisom Vayinkroes Shemom Odom Biyoim Hiboreom. Hashem created man, male and female, and he blessed them, and he called them together. Man and woman together are called Odom on the day that they were created. ויחי אדום שלא ישימו מאז שונו, וילד בדמוסוי כצלמוי, ויקרו את שמוי שייס. Adam lived 130 years and he gave birth to someone who looked exactly like him, namely, no monkey business. Vayikro eshmoi sheis, and he called him sheis. Says Rashi, v'shloishim u'ma'ashono ad kan piresh m'neisho, he separated from his wife, Chavo, as Rashi told us in the previous story with Lemech. Pozuk dalet v'yehiyu yemei odom, acharei hoylido yes sheis, after he gave birth to Sheis, he lived another 800 years, and he had many more sons and daughters. Sum total, he lived for 930 years. It obviously was important to the Pasuk to tell us how many years he lived after he gave birth to his first child. I don't know what the significance of that number is. Vayechi sheis, chomesh shonim umas shono vayoyledes enosh, 105 years and he gave birth to enosh. Vayechi sheis, acharei hoylido yes enosh, sheva shonim ushmoyne meoy shono vayoyled bonim uvanois. He lived 807 years after. Vayehiyu kol yemei sheis, shetei mesrei shono, ushami oy shono, vayomois. Some total of 912 years. Vayechi enoish tishim shono, vayoyled es kenon. Vayechi enoish acharei hoylido es kenon. Hamesh esrei shono, ushmoyne meoy shono, vayoyled bonim uvanois. 815 years after he gave birth to Canaan, that's how much he lived. Vayehiyu kol yemei enoish chomesh shonim mushami oil shono vayomois. 905 years were the years of enoish. Vayechi kenon shivim shono vayoyled es mahalal el. Vayechi kenon acharei hoyledo es mahalal el. Arboim shono ushmoyne meoy shono vayoyled bonim uvanois. Vayehiyu kol yemei kenon eser shonim mushami oil shono vayomois. So let's chazer what we have till now. Adam HaRishon lived for 930 years, Sheis for 912, Enosh 905, and Canaan 910. Pasuk Tezvav, the fifth generation, Vayichi Mahalal El Chomesh Shonim V'Shishim Shono, Vayoyledes Yored, Vayichi Mahalal El Acharei Hoylido Yes Yered, Shelo Yishim Shono, Ushmoyne Me'oy Shono, Vayoyled Bonim Uvanois, Vayehiyu kol yemei mehalal el chomesh v'sishim shono ushmoyne meoyz shono vayomoyz. The first one that lived less than 900 years, 895. Vayechi yered shetayim v'sishim shono u'me'ah shono vayoyledes chanoich. Different chanoich. This is chanoich, a descendant of Sheis. The last Chanoich we had was Chanoich the son of Cain. Vayichi yered acharei hoylides Chanoich shemoyne meoy shono vayoyled bonim uvanois. Vayihiyu kol yemei yered shetayim v'shishim shono ushamoy shono vayomois. Vayichi Chanoich chomesh v'shishim shono vayoyledes mesusholach. Vayisaleich Chanoich es hoelohim. Acharei hoylido yes mesu shelach, shloish meoy shono vayoled bonim uvanois, vayihi kol yemei chanoich, chomesh v'shishim shono, ushloish meoy shono. A drastic drop. Chanoich only lived for 365 years. Vayisalei chanoich esu Elohim veinenu, ki lo kach oisoi Elohim. Rashi will tell us why it uses such a strange lashon. Hashem took him, not that he died. It says Rashi, Vayisalei Chanoich, Chanoich walked with Hashem, tzadik hoyo, but the kal bedaitoi lo shuvu la'arshia. Hashem was afraid that he's too easily convincible to become a rasha. Lefichoch mira kodesh boruch hu vesilkoi ve'misoi koidem zmanoi. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him away before his time is up, in order that he should die a tzaddik, and not, chas v'sholem, go back to being a rasha. וזהו ששינו הכוסוף במסוסוי, לכתוי בעינינו, באוילום למעלו שנוי סוף, נד ויומויס, but he's not there to fill his years. Why? כי לא כך הוא יסוי לפני זמנוי, before his time was up. כמוי, where do we find that לוקח אויסוי means before his time? The Pasuk says in Yechezkel, when Hashem told Yechezkel that his wife is going to die, he told him, ki hineni lokech mimcho es machmad einecho. Machmad einecho is your wife, and he uses the lashon of lokech. Pasuk chof hei vayichi mesu shelach sheva ushmoinim shono umeas shono vayuled es lomech. Not to be confused with the Lemech, the descendant of Cain. This Lemech is a descendant of Shes. Vayichi mesu shelach acharei hoylidoi es Lemech shetayim ushmoinim shono ushvamioi shono vayilet bonim uvonois vayihiyu kol yemei mesu shelach teisha veshishim shono ushamioi shono vayomois mesu shelach is the human being that lived the longest ever, 969 years. And why doesn't it say the Bain's name like it did by everybody else? It says Rashi, Vayoled Bain, Shemimenu, Nivno Oilom. This is going to be Noach. And from Noach, the world was recreated, was rebuilt after the Mabul. Posuk chovtez vayinkro el shemoy noyach leimoyr. Ze yenachameinu mima'aseinu umeitzevoy nyodeinu minho adomo asher eirero adoinoy. And Lemech called his son Noyach. Why? Because ze yenachameinu. The word yenachameinu has nothing to do with nechomo, comforting, as one may have said, because then his name would have been Menachem. Rather, Yenachameinu comes from the word Yaniach Mimenu. Noach will help us rest. Why? Mimaseinu Mitzvon Yodeinu. Until now, people were working very hard to plow the land and get things to grow, because Hashem cursed the land in the days of Noach. Koitz v'daldal tatzmiach loch. It's always growing thorns. And Noach invented something called a plow. And plow makes it a lot easier to process the ground. Says Rashi, Zeyenachameinu yaniach mimenu es itzvon yodeinu, our toil that we have to work so hard taking care of the land. Ad shelo yibon Noach lo yhoyo lohem klei machresho, they didn't have a plow. V'hu heichim lohem, he invented a plow. V'hoysa ha'oretz moitzio koitzim k'shezerim chitim. Another thing, the land would, when you plant wheat, the land would grow thorns. This stopped in the days of Noach. Because and you'll think that it's from the root is nechoma, to comfort. Why would Noach be called Noach? The name should have been Menachem. That means to comfort. Posuk lamed vayichi lemech acharei hoylido yes noyach chomesh vesishim shono vachamesh meoy shono vayoyled bonim uvonois vayihi kol yemei lemech sheva veshivim shono ushva meoy shono vayomois. Lemech is an easy number to remember, 777. Vayihi noyach ben chamesh meoy shono vayoyled noyach es shem Eschom ves yofes. A record. Noach waited 500 years to have children. Says Rashi ben chamesh mioi shono. Omer Rabbi Yudon matam koladu roisolido lekuf shono. Vzel chomesh meois. How come all the previous generations gave birth to their first child more or less around 100 years old? And Noach waited 500 years. Emvert Rashi omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If his children will end up being reshoim, they're all going to die in the Mabul. And then Noach will feel bad that all his children died. And if they end up being tzadikim, He's going to have to make many tevois to fit all those people in. And therefore, to solve this problem, Kovash is ma'ayonoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu held back his spring. In other words, he did not have children. He only had children when he was 500 years old. And then we solve the problem. Yefes was the oldest child. He's not roi to be punished before the Mabul. The Mabul happened when Noach was 600 years old. That means Yefes was almost 100 years old. But 100 years old is not roi loinchin yet at that time in history. Only at 100 years old, at that time, was a person roi loinesh for his chatoim. Until the Torah was given. Once the Torah was given, they punish a person from 20 years and up. But then, it was only from 100 years and up. Yefes did not reach that age. Therefore, he's not punishable. Therefore, he was able to come to the teva. Es shem, es chom, ves yofes. We know that Yefes was the oldest child. So how come is the order Shem Chom Yefes? Shem was put first. Shu tzadik, he was born. He was gemalt. He was born without an orla. And the third reason, Avram yotze mimenu, Avram came out from him, bebereishis rabo. And as people started becoming a lot, plenty of people on the land, and they had many girls also, B'nei ho Elohim, says Rashi, tu pshotim. Either it means the children of the sorim, the ministers, the choshuva people, or b'nei ho Elohim means the malachim. And they saw these b'nei ha'adam, the daughters of the people, ki toivo seina, they were very beautiful. And they would take women from whoever they chose, even if they were married, Rashi adds in, even a zochol, even a behemo. Arayist started to become prevalent. Says Rashi, B'neihu Elohim, B'nei Asorim, Ve'af Shoifti. The children of the ministers and the judges. Davoracher, B'neihu Elohim, Him Asorim, Ha'holchim, B'shlichusoi, Shalmokim. The ministers that go in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's messengers, namely Malachim. Avheimo Yum Misalvim Bohem. Kol Elohim Shebemikro. The word Elohim literally means Loshon Mohus. Mohus means somebody in charge. And the proof is, the Pasuk says regarding Moshe and Aaron, that Moshe was not able to talk to Paroi. So Hashem told Moshe, Aaron will talk to Paroi, and you, Moshe, will be Aaron's Elohim. Which means you'll be in charge of him. You'll tell him what to say. Or Reine Saticho Elohim. So you see that the word Elohim means somebody in charge, somebody on top of. Ki toivo yiseino, the b'nei ho Elohim saw that the girls were beautiful. Omer Rabbi Yudon, toivo yiseiv without a vav, meaning tovas. Tovas means to get somebody ready. Who are we getting ready? When they would get a kala, all dressed up to go to the chuppah, one of these b'nei ho Elohim would go in before her husband. They would take women, whoever they wanted, and Hashem said, Lo yodoin ruchi ba'odom lo'oilom. I'm not going to have my spirit, my thoughts in me, fighting back and forth. Should I destroy them? Should I have mercy on them? I'm not going to let that happen for long. Bishagom hu basar, especially since this human being is flesh. A flesh human being ought to be nichna in front of me, be subservient to me, God. And he's not willing to do that. That's it. I'm limiting his years. 120 years I'm giving humanity to do tshuva and stop doing chatoin, and if not, I'm going to bring the mabul. Now we know that the mabul took place when Noach was 600 years old. 120 years before that, that means Noach is 480 years old. That means this story happened before Pasuk Lamed Beis, when Noach was 500 years old and gave birth to Shem, Chom, and Yofes. This is the first time we see a mukdom ume'uchor batoiro. The Torah is not necessarily written in chronological order. It says Rashi, lo yodon ruchi ba'odom, lo yisra'em v'yoriv ruchi olai. I will not fight with myself, so to speak. B'shvil odom, lo oilom lo yirach yomim forever. Ki inei ruchi nidoin bekirbei, because I'm fighting with myself. Im lahashchi, to destroy, im lahachem, to have mercy. Lo yihye modoin ze beruchi lo oilom, kloim al lo yirach yomim for many days. B'shegam hu baso, kamoi b'shegam, we have b'shagom. It's as if it says b'shegam kloimal b'shvil shegam zois boy shu boso, his flesh ve'afal b'chein eno nichna lefonai, and nevertheless he's not subservient in front of me. Umayim ye'ei shodovo koshe, surely if he would be made out of fire or something hard. Kayoitze boy, where else do we find that b'shagom is shegam? Ad shakamti devoiro, it means shekamti, chen shoato medaberimi, it means kmo sheato. Af b'shagom u b'shegam. Vayu yomov ad kuf chofshono, 120 years, alich loem api, I will extend my anger. Veim lo yoshuvu, if they don't do tshuva, ovi aleim mabul. Frek drashi veim toimal, mishenoy lad yefes ad amabul einu elo mea shono. And Yefes was born already, so it should be 100 years. Less. Ein mukta mamukho ba toiro, kvar oizo ha gzeiro, gzuro, esrim shono, koidem shoylid noyach toil odois. The gzeiro of the mabul was in place 20 years before he started having children. Chaynum asinu v'seder oilom. Yesh medroshi ha-godo rabim on the words below yodoin, avol zeu tichtzuach pshutoi. This is the best, cleanest pshat. Pozuk dalet hanefilim ayu v'ored b'yomim hohem v'gam achareichen asher yavoyu b'nei ho'elohim el b'nois ha'odom v'yoludu lohem heim o'agiboyrim asher me'oilom anshei Hashem.
The Nephilim, the giants, were around in those days, says Rashi, in the days of Cain and in the days of Enosh. And they were called Nephilim because they brought down themselves with Chatoim, and they brought the whole world down with Chatoim. V'gam acharei chein, Rashi tells us an interesting fact. In the days of Enosh, people were choyte v'arayos, and Hashem punished them, and he flooded the world with the okeanos, with the ocean. A third of the world was wiped out. The Torah doesn't record this story. Chazal tell us that that's what happened. V'gam achreichein, and even after that happened, that a third of the world was flooded by the ocean, you would think Deir HaMabul will learn their lesson, not to do the same chatoim again, but they didn't. V'gam achreichein, asher yavoyu bnei ho'elohim el bnois ho'odom, like we saw in Posuk Beis, they continued doing that. V'yoldu lahem, and they gave birth also to the same Anokim. Heimo ha-giboyrim, these were the giboyrim that fought Hashem. They rebelled against Hashem. Asher me'oilom anshei Hashem. This is the reason. The names mentioned above, the descendants of Cain, Mechuyoel, Mesushoel, were named that. Al-shem Mechuyoel means that they were nimchu, they were destroyed. Mesushoel, they were huchu, they were destroyed. That's one pshat on Rashi. The second pshat on Rashi, anshei Hashem, they're people that brought shemomo, destruction, to the world. It says Rashi, and Nephilim means giants. why they call Nefilim al Shem Shenoflu, V'Pilu Es Ha'olam, they themselves fell with their Chatoim, and they brought down the whole world with their Chatoim. U'Meloshen Ivris, Loshen Anokimu, it means giants. When were the Nefilim around? Bayomim Hohaim, when is that? V'Mei Doir Enoish, the grandson of Odom Orishoin, the son of Sheis, U'Bnei Kain. They saw that the generation of Enosh was destroyed. The ocean flooded, wiped out a third of the world. Nevertheless, the Ramabul did not subjugate themselves and to learn from them. They also gave birth to Anokim, these Bnei Ho'elohim with Bnei Ho'odom. Agiburim, they're strong. Strong to do what? Limroid v'amokim, to rebel against Hashem. Anshei Hashem tupshotim. Either oisom shenikvu b'shemois, we saw before. Irod mechuyoel mesushoel shenikvu al shem ovdan. Their names were named after destruction. Shenimoichu, that's mechuyoel, vehutshu, that's mesushoel. Rashi quoted Irod, but he doesn't darshan that name. Dovorachel. Anshei Hashem is Anshei Shemomoin. Sheshimomo es ha'olam, they made the world a desolate place. Posuke vayar adonoi ki rabo ro'as ha'odom ba'oret v'chol yitzer machshevoi sliboi rak ra kol hayoim. And Hashem saw that the evil of man is becoming too much. And everything he's thinking about all day is only how much more bad could I do. And therefore, says Posuk Vav, Vayinochem Adonoi, Ki Oso Es Ha'odom Ba'oretz, Vayis Atzev El Liboi. Vayinochem Hashem, says Rashi, Tupshotim. Either HaKadosh Baruch Hu took comfort that he created man down here and not up there, because if he would have been up there, he would have made all the malachim rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the first pshat. And the second pshat, Hashem had a change of hanhogo. Until now it was midas rachamim, and now Hashem is changing it to midas hadin, and he's going to punish them. Ki oso es ha'odom ba'oretz. And whether it was nechomo, that he comforted himself, that he made the odom ba'oretz, or he changed Anogor from Midas HaRachamim to Midas HaDin because of what man did Ba'oretz. Vayis Atzev El Liboi. Again, two Pshatim and Rashi. Either Vayis Atzev El Liboi, Hashem thought in his heart how to make man sad, namely to destroy him, or Hashem himself is sad and mourning over the destruction of humanity that is about to happen. Says Rashi, Vayinochem Hashem ki oso. Pshat number one, Nechomo hoyselafonov. He was comforted. Sheberoi batachtoinim. Because she'ilu hoyom in el yoinim hoyom amridon. He would make the malachim rebel. Vayisatzei vodom el liboi shel mokoim. That what? Olo b'machshavtoi shel mokoim lehatzivoi. Hashem thought how to make man sad. Zehu talgu munkus. Dovorach el second pshat, what does it mean? Vayinochem, not miloshen nechomo, to be comforted. Rather, nehefcho machshavtoi shel mokoim, memidas orachamim, memidas adin. Olo b'machshavtoi, lefonov, ma lasoiz ba'odom asher ba'oretz. What should we do with this man in earth? How should we punish him? V'chein kol loshen nichum shebemikro, it always means loshen nimlach ma lasoiz. To contemplate what to do. Uben adom v'isnechom, v'alav adom v'isnechom, v'inochem asham alaro, nicham tkim lachti, kulam loshen machshevet acher asay. Switching from midas orachamim to midas adin, and now what should we do to act upon this midas adin? V'isatze v'liboy, says Rashi, a second pshat, nisabel, al ovdan maisi yodov, his mourning over the destruction of what he created. K'moy ne'etzav ha'melech el benoy. The koifrim that think that Hashem can't see the future, that Hashem changes his mind. What's the marshal? Goy echod shoal es Rabbi Yeshua ben Kocho. Omar loy, ein atem moidim shakodesh bochu roes hanoilad. Don't you know, don't you not agree that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the future? So how could it be he created man and then regretted creating him and now he's sad? Omar loy, hey, yes. Omar loy frekte min to Rabbi Shua ben Kocho. Voksiva is atseve liboy. It sounds like he missed something. Omar loy, no, he didn't miss anything. He asked the min. Noilad lecho ben zocho mi omecho. Have you ever had a son? Omar loy, hey. Omar loy, ma asisa. What did you do when he was born? Omar loy, somachti. Vesimachti es akoil. I was happy and I made a big kiddush to make everyone else happy. Did you not think about the fact that this son is going to die one day? Says the min to Rabbi Shua ben Kocho. B'shas ched v'so, ched v'so. B'shas evlo, evlo. There's a time for happy and there's a time for avelos. You got to do each thing and it's right time. Omaloi kach ma'izak odosh bochu. Af al pishe golu lefono. Shesifo in lachtoi ule abdon. He knew that they're going to do chatoim and he'll destroy them. Nevertheless, loy nimna min leboron, bishvil tzadikim or asidim lamoid mehen. Tzadik, the part of humanity will also be tzadikim. I'm not sure how the oisphere, how this ends off the moshel, how it lines up the moshel and the nimshel. But our koponim, the point of Rabbi Shua ben Kocho is that just because vayisatzei v'liboy, he's mourning over their destruction, it doesn't mean that he didn't see the future, that this is what's going to happen. Posuk Zayin vayoymer Adonoi, yemches ha'adom asher barosi, me'al penei adomo, me'odom ad behimo ad remez adoit ha'shamoyim, ki nichamti ki asisim. And Hashem said, and therefore I will destroy the man that I have created from the earth. The Pasuk uses the word emche. The word emche also has a connotation of dissolving. As Rashi will explain, since man is made from dirt, if you pour some more water on him, namely the mabul, it will dissolve him. And I will destroy everybody, in the odom, from man, ad behem, until all the animals, ad remes, all the creepy crawlies, v'adoy v'ashamayim, and the birds also. Ki nichamti ki asisim. I have thought. I have given thought what to do with them, and I decided to bring the mabul. Says Rashi v'yemer Hashem, emches ha'odom hu ofo. He's made out of dirt. V'ovi ol of mayim. I'll put some more water. V'emche ha'isay, I will dissolve him. Which means to, when you dissolve something. Literally it means to destroy, but it also has this meaning of dissolving. Me'odom ad behemo, frekt Rashi, why is the animal being destroyed? Odom, I hear, why the animals? And vet Rashi, tupshot, either afhemish chisudankom, the animals also started going to other breeds and mating with other breeds, a form of arias. Being that the whole world was created for man, the kevan shehu kolo, if man is being destroyed, matzor ve'elo, so who needs the rest of the world? I thought what to do with them after I created them and I decided to bring the mabul. And Noyach found favor in the eyes of Hashem. Adkan, the fourth topic of Parshas Bereishis, the lineage, the generations from Odom until Noyach. Parshas Bereishis, we covered a span of 1,556 years. The Mabul will take place in the year 1656. We're now holding 100 years before that. V'noyach ben chamesh mo'ish shano. That's 1,556 years of history passed by in one single parsha. I'll end off with a song to help us remember the 10 generations from Odom till Noyach. Odom she'isenoish keinon malaleil yered chanoich Mesushelach lemech noyach, odom sheis enoish
Keinon ma'alaleil. Yered chanoich mesushelach lemechnoyach.
And remember that we have two chanoichs in the parasha and two lemechs in the parasha. One chanoich and lemech, descendants of Sheis, and another chanoich and lemech, descendants of Cain. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos.